Chapter 20. Daryl is definitely not AC/DC, not a switch hitter, not a closet queen. Yet how does he rise above, well, technically he is above, the homosexual action that is going on full tilt below 14th Street, as he once heard oral sex described by a seasoned jazz musician? Thank God, Poppy and his fellow travelers do not see firsthand his fall. They don't have to hear the happy gagging of Al the conductor or the sloppy suction of another man's mouth around Daryl's certain width. He dare not shake sideways for fear it will be perceived as sexual encouragement. How can Richard, as a penis, thrust all on his own while Daryl stands like a cold fish inside the train's comfort station? Yeah, right. Willing flaccidity, praying for one of those chemical castration pills like Depo-Provera that they give sex criminals to ensure impotency. He thinks of Marcia's moist melting pot. At the same time, Richard throbs with the joy of getting his knob polished by a male stranger. Their sexual fantasies don't mix. The nerve endings connecting the penis to the brain are short-circuiting. Richard is hard, but Daryl is mentally soft. And as always, a man ultimately thinks with his dick. It blows Daryl's mind. This business class car is a step up, Poppy thinks, as she rallies her troops by bouncing unashamedly in front of the few supposedly upper echelon passengers who are already keeping a watchful eye on Twisted Billy, who is now up to the letter T and a little sweaty from doing R and S, which he pulled off flawlessly. Lipa may be a little loud when she springs to action and lands back down on a seat, but she has rights too, don't forget. Obviously, Conductor Al will protect her crew, so who is Poppy to judge if he likes to chow down on Richard between tending to other passengers' needs? And Daryl, she thinks, protests too much. It's practically Freudian, whispers Campolina, as she shake-quakes her way to the row behind where her leader just landed. If Daryl expects them to understand his sexual payday with her mother, Poppy thinks, he should be more open to new ideas of erotic expression. The prissy matron on board is fidgeting nervously with the pearls around her neck. Just the sight of Volta and Lipa landing nearby is enough to get on her business-class nerves, much less the circus freak who has somehow contorted his body into the letter W, which must stand for wacko. But worse, she saw two homosexual men go into the bathroom together, and she can hear, above the clackety-clack of the tracks below, the muffled sound of a skull-fuck. Who's she going to complain to? The conductor? He's the one doing the hoovering. And Father Buttplug, or whatever his name is, he doesn't seem one bit perturbed. Even when a shaking Adora takes a trembling surprise for a leashed walk up the aisle. No, he just sits there. You'd think the sight of Springboard Sam and Doubleback Barbara quivering like in an earthquake right in the aisle across from him would give him pause, but zero response. He can hear the pants and grunts of acts against nature being performed in the bathroom right ahead, yet he's not even praying, not offering to hear anybody's confession. He's just watching. Jeepers, creepers, this guy's a peeper. Al is in full talking-to-the-mic mode, kneeling in the train tea room as Richard, the newly unchained headhunter, plunges himself down the throat of a willing man. Daryl oversees the succophon below with stunned revulsion. He's not French, active or passive, with anybody but a natural-born female. He's not a deep throat, shallow throat, or any throat at all. A hum job? He's not even sure what that is, but he knows he'll never sing that tune, even if he finds out. Cupping another man's balls is a sport that will always have him crying foul. And swallowing a load of jism, he's already thrown up in his own mouth, visualizing it. But that's just what's happening down below. Richard explodes in the stunt mouth conductor's gullet, and there's nothing Daryl can do about it. Filled with self-hatred and sudden gay panic, he starts beating himself in the face and calling himself the F-word. Al spits out Richard from the oven of his mouth and with a throat full of life gurgles, "What the fuck?" "No, no," shouts Richard up to Daryl. "You're still straight and I'm gay. We're bisexual brothers." Daryl looks down in disgust at his now homo appendage and spits on Richard like the dick he is. Al burps a sperm bubble and giggles.